Jack, the king's commander, was going to his duty. Through all the crowd he smiled and bowed to every blooming beauty. The city rung with feats he'd done in Portugal and Flanders, and all the town thought he'd be crowned the first of Alexanders. Court he first repairs to kiss great George's hand, sirs, then to harangue on state affairs before he left the land, sirs. The lower house sat mute as mouse to hear his grand oration, and all the peers with loudest cheers proclaimed him to the nation. Off he went to Canada, next to Ticonderoga, and quitting those, away he goes, straightway to Saratoga. With great parade his march he made, to gain his wished-for station, when far and wide his minions hide, to spread his proclamation. Sons of freedom gathered round, his hostile bands confounded, and when they'd fain have turned their back, they found themselves surrounded. In vain they fought, in vain they fled, their chief humane and tender, to save the rest soon thought it best his forces to surrender. St. Clair, when he first retired, knew what the fates portended, and Arnold and heroic Gates his conduct have defended. Thus may America's brave sons with honor be rewarded, and be the fate of all her foes the same as here recorded.